It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
The police!
When Ham the astroturf said, no more space flights! Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only... He's the poster child for no cloning. Paul LaVoy!
My 22, somehow it seems to always trigger you. I pray to God, you think that's odd, 'cause you say he don't exist, so why are you so pissed? I'm offended, you're offended, let's all get offended tonight.
All right, there it is. You know that music, everyone. That is the theme music for District 5 County Supervisor Ron Gould in the house. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
American flag on your hat.
And yeah.
It's not a red hat.
It's not.
No, it's a hat.
I do have a couple of those. I just got an autographed hat from Tarek Skubal.
You did?
I did.
Oh, man. It's a Tigers hat?
Yep.
Oh, is it the traditional Tigers or is it a special
one? This is a gray one.
Oh, nice.
They got that from the clerk who is the mother of Tarek Skubal, two-time Cy Young Award winner.
Are you a baseball fan?
Not particularly.
You are now, right?
Yeah.
So a little inside baseball for you, okay? Tarek Skubal's contract is coming up from
right.
what I understand.
Right.
The Diamondbacks are very interested.
That'd be nice because he lives down in Phoenix, I believe.
I think they're his favorite team growing up, uh-huh. I would think.
You know, it's kind of interesting. His mom, Laura, who's the clerk of the
Laura
Board of Supervisors,
Skubal, right?
was telling me that when they were scouting him, when he was in high school, the scouts were impressed at his concentration, and they said, well, how did you develop this concentration? He said, well, the Little League field that I played at as a kid was right next to the animal shelter and the railroad tracks.
What? So, wait a minute. Connect the dots for me there. That's funny.
Yeah. So if you where the Little League field was that they played was down on the beyond the south side of the tracks in Kingman, downtown Kingman, south of the railroad tracks.
I know where that is.
The animal shelter was down there, and the railroad tracks. And the train goes by every 15 minutes through Kingman.
Oh, that's the concentration angle. The
yeah.
noise.
Yeah.
I
so you had
it.
The
okay.
the barking dogs from the animal shelter and the train
wow.
going by every 15
Sounds
minutes.
Sounds like he has a sense of humor.
Yeah.
That's great. That's
I
great.
Haven't met him, but
I have not either. I had a chance. They had that media day.
Mm-hmm.
They gave him a key to the city right
yeah.
after he won his first Cy Young.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to Speak Out, broadcasting live from Lake Havasu City inside the City Maytag Speak Out kitchen with a toy sink. Sounds kind of weird, right? It's right there.
Oh, okay.
Batteries not included.
Some guy's daughter is missing her sink.
it would be Wayne's granddaughter.
I hate to
probably,
be traditional,
right?
traditional gender roley, but
just saying,
there it is.
It's kind of like an easy bake oven, but it's a sink, right?
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Fine City Maytag at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue.
The boys got the vacuum former.
And I don't usually do this, but I'm going to do it without taking up a minute of my newscast, which is only a minute. I got to do a retraction. What the heck? The Herald ran with the wrong county manager. He hasn't been signed yet, but still.
No, we made him.
Picture was wrong. Name was wrong.
The whole article was wrong.
It was all because of all because the first names sound alike.
Well, we think so, but we don't know.
It's Brenton and Brendan, right?
Right, yeah. So I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning reading the newspaper, and I look at and I go, that's the wrong guy.
What was your first thought?
I said, that's the wrong guy.
Did you think maybe you were... there was something going on without knowledge?
The first thing I did was get on my email. The clerk of the board puts out, I call it an after action report, but I forget what the real name is. But what it is it goes through the agenda and what passed and what failed and who voted how. I was the one that made the motion to make the offer to Brenton Davis. I thought maybe I screwed up. So I went and looked at the after action report, and no, it was me, and I moved the correct person. So I sent an email to the editor.
Uh-huh.
And
to Brandon.
Yeah. And
ironically.
Yeah, that was why I was, and then the other,
or coincidentally,
the reporter's got his name Brandon also. Right, so we got three Brandons and a Brenton in the story. But so I shoot him an email, and he gets back at about 7 and goes, okay, yeah, we'll take care of it. And so I had my assistant, when I later in the day had the assistant talk to the clerk, so she knew what was going on. The county manager apparently was all worked up about it.
Well,
we expected to see a new article on the paper today.
Well, that's,
it might have had the right guy and the right guy's background and the right photograph.
I don't know that they publish on Thursday a paper.
Well, he said the deadline was 7 o'clock yesterday.
I think they published a paper version for Friday and Sunday. And
I don't know. They got an online version. So
yeah, that one's always on. Right.
But apparently their deadline is 7 o'clock the day before, a.m.
Yeah.
So
what?
He said 7 a.m.
A.m.?
Yeah, so...
Whoa.
The deadline was right after I sent him the email at 0:30.
Wow.
But hopefully they'll get that straightened out, because the longer that you don't straighten things out, the more apt they are to get burned in somebody's brain. You have a hard enough time to retract that out of somebody's brain, but the longer it's in there, it switches into long-term memory.
Funny story, I was just writing you in the notes mm-hmm. for Marissa when she posts the show online, and I put... District 5 County Manager, Rock.
Yeah, my new job.
Were talking about it, but do you know his qualifications offhand? I know the other guy had an MBA from University of Virginia, something or other, and he was a former Marine.
Yeah,
he's always a Marine, right?
Yeah, the Brenton Davis was former Army.
Oh,
he was, and this is kind of a little different. He's from Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania doesn't have what the strong county, strong manager, weak board method that we use in Arizona. So cities and counties all have a manager. The manager runs the board picks the manager. The manager runs the county with the direction of the board.
But you said strong manager, weak board?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
That's what you guys are considered?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because we don't directly, and it's generally referred to the mayor. It'll be strong manager, weak mayor.
Gotcha.
Because the mayor doesn't really run.
He's just another vote.
Right.
Yeah.
But what they do in Pennsylvania, apparently they have an elected executive of the county. So they elect the boards by district, and then they countywide they elect the executive. The executive has powers similar to a president. So he doesn't vote, but he does have a right of veto. And he was the first, he served one term. He was the first Republican that was elected to that position in 30 years.
Oh, my.
And it's a purple state, and it's a blue county. So he had, there's a lot of, if you look him up, you'll see a lot of his struggles with wokeness.
Where is that county located? Because most of Pennsylvania, when you watch a national election and mm-hmm. they focus on Pennsylvania, is rural, and it's red.
Off the top of my head, the
rurals,
it's probably less than rural.
I wonder if it's near Philadelphia or Pittsburgh.
Couldn't tell you off the top of my head. But the paper did run his background about a month ago.
That's funny.
But yeah,
maybe Valerie can send it in.
Yeah,
they've
got all that. So we've made him Brenton Davis an offer. We'll see whether he accepts the offer or not.
You can't say what it is, can you?
We'll keep that. There's a salary range. The salary range, I think, is 150 to 190.
Okay.
Which sounds like a heck of a lot of money, but it's a bargain compared to the city managers that are in the county. You want to take a look at what they get paid. Take a look at what is the county manager runs about 1,500 people.
Kaffenberger's Golden Parachute was larger than that,
right?
About $20,000 larger than the high end of that, including Cobra. That was paid for. No, when I got a copy of that Golden Parachute, I saw it when he was dismissed. I was like, what? You're giving him what?
Yeah, with no Golden Parachute at the county manager position.
Yeah.
The previous manager didn't have it. Elters that I took part in hiring doesn't have a Golden Parachute, and this guy won't have a Golden Parachute either.
Tell me this. Is he an engineer like Sam Elters?
No, he's not.
Good question, right?
Yeah. So we're going to ask Steve Latosky, the public works director, to be the county engineer. We'll probably have to give him a salary bump for that responsibility. He is an engineer.
He's worth it.
He's extremely responsive. If I'm driving home from church and I see a pothole
on a Sunday,
I might send him an email just so I don't forget. Not, I don't expect them to respond. If it's an emergency, I need a response. If it's a pothole, I do not. An hour later, I'll get an email from him saying we'll have the guy there on Tuesday fixing that pothole.
I've heard that from more than just you.
Yeah, no, he's super responsive.
Oh, yeah. And he's intelligent, and he likes speak out.
Yeah. He does have what I call Latosky speak. He speaks.
Oh, he does?
He speaks engineer. Oh, they use words that are out of... I'm only half an engineer. I decided to go to work after 2 years, so I don't have engineer speak. I kind of know what they're talking about.
He does it with a Wisconsin accent,
yeah,
too.
And he was in Hog Heaven when they had snow a couple of years ago, and he decided he would walk from his house to the administration building. He put on his warm clothes from Wisconsin and walked down there to take command.
Steve would do that. He strikes me as the type that
would
do. If you see him on the weekends, he's, blue jeans and, it looks just like a regular Joe.
Yeah, but that's how it always is when you see people at work.
Sometimes.
I know.
I've seen you come out of attics,
Yeah.
So Ron's the air conditioning guy.
It was funny, when I worked for a big contractor in California, you've been so used, and we wore uniforms. So you were so used to seeing the guys in their uniforms, they were wearing a suit for the Christmas party. And it's like, who the heck is this guy? You just didn't, you were out of their element.
So before we get to the next topic, which has to do with the senior center, I want to mention that there's an evening with Scott Jennings coming up. He is the CNN senior political contributor and host of his own show here on KNTR Talk at midnight. He replaced the Dana show, which Dana moved to right before Speak Out now. And there's an evening with Scott Jennings, and it's at the Avee Resort and Casino, January 31st. That's a Saturday. They still have general admission tickets, but all the VIP are sold out from what I understand. And we are going to give away, you know what the cost is on this, right?
I do.
$125 general admission, $125. Pricing is per ticket. General tickets include the book and his book and a buffet dinner. VIP includes heavy appetizers, whatever that means, and a photo opportunity. And it's sponsored by Leo Biasucci.
I think it's a Republican Party event. Also.
Well, it is. Proceeds benefit Mojave County Republican Central Committee. And Jody Segesser, who is the county chair, has made available two tickets for when she's on the show next on January 29th. It's a Thursday. It's the only Thursday where you or Brian aren't on. And we're going to give away two tickets to that event, which is 2 days later.
Interesting. At
very
least
very cool,
she's
right?
Not, she won't... it'll be somebody that probably wasn't going to go.
No, there was a benefactor that sponsored a table, a wealthy benefactor, she said, that made some tickets available. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with them giving away tickets.
Yeah.
I'm not the treasurer of the Mojave County Republican Party. I'm the treasurer of the Arizona Republican Party.
Oh, what about the Havasu Republicans?
It's all the same. Mojave County Republican Central Committee
District
is...
District 3?
Yeah, it's Kingman's 1, Bullhead's 2, Havasu's 3. So that's the county. Arizona has 15 counties. 13 of the counties are called the other 13 counties, and they call them that in statute, which I find somewhat insulting. But anyway.
let me talk about one more thing
before
we get to the senior center. We might just bump that till after the break, by
the
way. There's been so much said about the midterms And, you know, they're running, Republicans are running scared for the midterms, that sort of thing. And, you know, just because Trump's not on the ballot. Okay, are the Democrats out there, the registered Democrats and independents who lean left, are they really crazy about what's on the ballot on, you know, Democratic cause-wise?
I can't imagine.
Do you think they're going to turn out?
Yeah, I can't imagine that, most of your mainline Democrats support the wokester socialist garbage that their party's putting out.
No, they have girls that play in sports. Like conservatives do.
Sure. Those are 80% issues. 80% of the population.
That's why I don't think they're going to turn out. So, look at that. We generated a phone call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yeah, so speaking of the Republican Party, the Treasury issue, myself and quite a few other voters would like to attend certain rallies, the Wall of Pi event. And some of us don't have the funding or aren't able to travel there in our own vehicles. Is there some sort of carpool? You meet at the Republican, I don't know what you call it, the Republican building here in town, or is that how you guys,
that's a really good idea.
I know we ran when I was the chairman. I was chairman from 10 to 14. I believe we ran a carpool up there from the Havasu office that's across from the former Sam Shooter's Emporium, which is now
renamed?
Emporium. Yeah.
It's called Shooter's Outpost.
Yeah, but the picnic is in July.
Yeah.
So they're probably not setting that up, but it's something that we can take a look at if there's people that want to carpool. Because it's quite a drive if you get up. You know,
I probably have 10 to 15 friends of mine that, you know, when it comes to that time of the year, we always want to go, but, there's some funding issues, gas, you know, vehicle maintenance, et cetera,
sure.
And we're not able to make it. So we thought maybe that there was just a carpool, everybody that wanted to go didn't have the ability to go could just catch a ride with somebody.
And a lot of our folks are older, too.
We could let them catch a ride with you in one of your AC trucks, and it would look like migrants going up the pavement.
And these are younger people. Our demographic is young.
Okay.
So.
Nice.
And we'd like to participate, but it's just a logistics thing, I think.
Sure.
And if we could get, you know, a ride share or something going, a lot more younger voters would attend.
That's a
great
idea.
We've done that to things before. We've done that to the state meeting. And we did it. We had an election day party up in Bullhead City, and we chartered a bus to bring the people from Lake Havasu up to Bullhead City for that election day event. So that wouldn't be unusual. I'll bounce that off of both the Havasu director and Jody Segesser, the chairman.
County chair.
Awesome.
But that's
maybe
a
month
idea.
Out. Check into the Republican Party's office here in town, maybe a month out or
probably the way to do it.
Right on. Well, thank you for the information. I appreciate it.
No
I'll pass it on.
Thanks for
Absolutely.
Your interest.
Thanks for listening to Speak Out. We appreciate it. Nice. And it's 928-854-5687. If you want to be like that young man, call in and make this talk radio, not just listen radio, right? Or you can make a text radio if you want. Everybody likes to text.
They're afraid to talk to people.
Do you notice how much time it takes to text, though, when you start to get into a text conversation?
Yeah, I go back and forth like 3 times, and then I'm just calling you.
Yeah, exactly. I prefer, like, if I'm going to confirm you as a guest, boom, text, quick text. But, yeah, some people, man. And then you get the last texter. You know what that is, right?
I like group text.
You'll go, okay, and they go, okay, bye. They always got to be the last text.
I like group text where I get to get, for the next 8 hours, people say, I'm going too.
Yeah, yeah.
You going?
Yeah.
I'm going.
Steve pulls out of those constantly, right? So-and-so withdrew from the conversation.
Yeah.
All right, back with more in a moment. We have District 5 County Supervisor Ron Gould with us. Always a great conversation. We'll talk about senior center donations when we come back with Ron Gould. I'm Paul Lavoie. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Will Bailey and Uncle Sam don't like the way.
Feels like flying for a little while.
Everybody, welcome back to Speak Out. And, yeah, you were saying, isn't that the son of Lloyd Bridges? And it is, Jeff Bridges from the movie Crazy Heart.
Oh, that's, I was asking you what movie that was from.
I love that movie.
Last time I saw him in was True Grit, I think, which is a great movie.
Yeah, right, right, right. You played, what, the John Wayne character, whatever.
Rooster Cogburn.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I haven't seen the reboot, though, with him.
Oh, yeah?
Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. Don't forget, there is a Bradley Ford remote on the country station, KJJ Nash 102.3, this Saturday. I believe it's at 9 a.m. with Mr. Creeley. It's going to be on the air. 2 hours.
You going to get a new car out of the deal?
No, it's not for that. It's for their New Year's sales event.
Oh, okay.
At Bradley Ford. Right. So you'll hear Ryan Bradley doing the commercials for that. Anyway, yeah, remote with Mr. Greeley. So go say hi to Mr. Greeley. And we got giveaways going on. We got Cardinal swag, 2 tickets to Kane Brown, from what I understand, that they're giving away, concert tickets.
Interesting.
You know who Kane Brown is?
No.
I
play along anyway.
The guy could sing the phone book and make a hit out of it. Yeah, he's fantastic. All right, also by Mojave Electric Cooperative, by Just Meats, TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Perkins Restaurant in Bullhead City, Springberg Wealth Management, Blonzy Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road, and A&B Propane, abpropaneaz.com. Now, he does this song in the movie with Colin Farrell, which is wild.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Who's a Scottish or Welsh actor, and he pulls it off. Great. He's the big star.
Colin Farrell?
I think that, yeah. Not Colin Firth, Colin Farrell.
I thought that's the guy from Dukes of Hazzard.
No, I don't think so.
Different guy?
I'll have to look it up.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure I'm right on that one. Anyway.
I don't doubt you, but.
He was in something of Inisherin, that really weird movie when the guy burned down the other guy's house towards the end.
Hmm.
It made it through the Oscars and all that. Anyway, let's switch to...
moving right along.
Let's switch to public affairs.
So if you...
Senior center donations.
Yeah, so if you want to make a donation, I'm not hitting you up for donations. I'm explaining how it works. If you want to donate money to the library, to the senior center, to the animal shelter, those are the three that people usually donate to, those donations have to be accepted by the Board of Supervisors. So we'll get, once a month or once a quarter, we'll get a list of what the donations are. Yeah, that guy was in...
He's in everything.
Yeah, it was in Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, wait, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought he was a little young
Paul showed
that.
Me a picture. That's good radio, Paul.
Thought he was a little young for that. Well, you're the one that gave it away.
Well, it's the remake of Dukes of Hazzard,
anyway,
not the original Dukes
of
Hazzard.
Oh, I see.
So if you want to donate money, the Board of Supervisors has to approve your donation because it just covers our tail to a certain extent in case it was somebody that was dubious about donating. But anyway, so we get a list of this either monthly or quarterly. And I happened, the one for the meeting last Monday caught my eye because Lake Havasu Senior Center had $78,000 of donations.
Really?
Yeah, which was a phenomenal number. So I get to looking at it, and for some reason, Kingman Senior Center had nothing, which I think apparently they need to work on their donation drumming up.
Drive
or
donation
something.
Person.
Yeah, Golden Shores had Smart and Final for 120, and Sam's Club for 245.
Hmm.
So they had and that's a little senior center. And that we, the county runs Kingman, Golden Shores, and Lake Havasu. Bullhead City runs the Bullhead City Senior Center themselves. But let me read you these numbers, and there's one. They're all great, but one of them is super great. Shamrock Foods, $15,300. Smith's for 60, Andalina Angle 18, Staples 302, ADE Market 96, Amazon.com 167, Palmari Construction $28,777. They painted the interior of the senior center as a donation.
Wow. And they valued it at
$28,770.
Wow.
That's totally outstanding. There some other outstanding ones also. Dust Bunny Cleaning, $3,956. Squeegee Clean Window Care, $356. Salmon's AC, sponsor here, Speak Out, $1,212. River City Newspapers, $160. Hicks Heating and Cooling, $6,239. Hicks does a lot of the refrigeration in town.
Oh.
Dollar Tree, $10. Corey's Landscaping, $8,805. Havasu Express Car Wash, $50.
Wait. Dollar Tree, did you say $10?
$10.
It's kind of...
So they must have needed
something.
I'm not
making fun of the donation.
No, they must have went in there and hit the manager up for a donation.
When you
good
shop at Dollar Tree compared to some of the other places, okay, it's about right, scale-wise.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Thanks for the $10.
Wait, did you say $10? Okay.
Yeah. Corey's Landscaping, $8,805.
Wow.
Havasu Express Car Wash, $50. Culligan Water, $4,428. Goodwill, $13. Bash's, $9. Walmart, $7. Ace Hardware, $7.
Whoa, wait. Really?
They must have went in and needed something for $7.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And then hit the manager up while they're in there.
They had a donation letter.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need a cell phone charger.
Or whatever it was. They probably go in there, hit up the manager. Hey,
sure.
We need this. Good for them.
Okay.
Senior Center Site Council Meals, $2,554. That comes to a grand total of about $78,000.
Where do those meals come from? Do you know?
I don't know how the Senior Center Site Council meals. I don't know if that's when they, maybe the meal that the senior pays for is a donation. Maybe that's
okay.
I should probably find that out.
Huh, interesting.
But that's the Lake Havasu Senior Center.
I know who would know.
Who's that?
Valerie.
She probably know shortly.
She'll
if she doesn't
know
now.
Yeah, right. Right.
But I just, usually this stuff goes through on consent calendar and doesn't get any mention.
Right.
These are all small businesses that other than the, you know, Walmart and the markets and stuff like that. But these are all local small businesses that decided to do work for the senior center and either gave them a discount or gave them the whole job. And, you know, so when you're looking for people to spend your money at a local business, you might have that in the back of your head that these folks supported your community.
So we talked about that evening with Scott Jennings, right?
Yeah.
I got a text from Jody Segesser.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if I should read the whole thing. I'll leave one thing out. She said she's listening. Tickets were paid for.
Okay.
By the way, I think I told you off the air, or maybe I told you on the air, that by a benefactor.
Okay.
Which created a table.
Okay.
Travis, Sonny, and Rich, that would be Travis Lingenfelter, Sonny Borelli, and Rich Lettman, have all bought tickets.
Good for them.
There you go. Just saying. Anyway.
As the treasurer of the Arizona Republican Party, I have other things to do than buy tickets.
I knew you'd come up with something. So all of those donations, what exactly, I might have missed it, what was all of that for? What does it go to?
The senior center.
It goes to programs and
whatever. Well, most of it is
repairs,
is work. It looked like the big ticket items were work on the building. And that's all stuff that taxpayers would have to pay for if we didn't get people to donate money to it.
Isn't that where Supervisor Borelli's office is going, the new one?
Yeah, behind there somewhere.
On that campus, though?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. That is the proper word, right?
Campus?
Campus, yeah.
I don't know.
They all do that. Not your hippocampus, though. That's part of your brain.
Oh. Hypothalamus?
Hypothalamus, hippocampus, cerebellum.
Yeah.
All stupid words I learned from biology. I don't remember anything else, though. All right, speak out. On the way back, we've got District 5 County Supervisor Ron Gould. We're going to find something to talk about. Rich Lettman had to reschedule. His day was for the day you guys are coming back after MLK Day.
Oh.
He was scheduled for that day.
Yeah, I had a doctor's appointment that day.
You guys got bumped for, of course, MLK Day. You'll be meeting on Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
The 20th, whatever it is.
And I think there's one
20th?
Other Monday holiday that we... That we should.
That's President's Day.
Is it?
Yeah. It happens with the fire chief and the police chief, too. They're they're scheduled that third Monday of the month. Every year that happens. They get bumped.
Huh.
So we won't hear from them until March.
Interesting.
After President's Day, right. All right. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul LaVoie. Speak out. Give us a call. Make this talk radio, not just Ron and Paul talk radio. 928-854-KNTR. 928-854-5687. We're with District 5 County Supervisor Ron Gould. Where's Vinny, by the way?
Working, putting his computer back together.
Oh, go figure.
Yeah, he had some computer issues. He's been waiting. Between that and he ordered something from Germany, so he's been waiting for the thing to come from Deutschland now for like a month.
He probably... I'll talk to you about it off the air. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Back of a limousine. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Help a fan put your name at the top of his list.
There you go, Ron. Banned by NBC.
Yep.
Right?
Banned by NBC.
All right. Real quick, Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair, also Laughlin Ranch, Mojave College, SamsGuns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, Dorita's Place, The Lewis Team with Bobby and Julie Lewis, and by Legacy Rehab and Care. And we've been talking to a listener here for the last minute and a half. And, man, why don't you start over, ask Supervisor Gould your original question, and then we'll get into it.
Okay. We went in to record a document yesterday at the recorder's office and happened to ask how long it would be before it showed up on the website that you can access to find recorded documents.
Sure.
And they told us 3 months. And the assessor told us 10 to 12 weeks to get it on the rolls, the tax rolls.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand what the delay is when my son just sold a house in Madison County, Florida, which is a small county, and it took a week for all of that to happen.
So 7 days as opposed to 3 months.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah, that's interesting. In Arizona, the assessor and the recorder are elected officials, and they don't work directly for the Board of Supervisors or the county manager. So they run their own show.
Well, I just talked to Jeannie yesterday, not to, like, downgrade that department, but they have, like, 40 employees, don't they?
They have a lot of people.
Yeah.
And the problem, a lot of times people, if it doesn't get to them in time, they don't get their tax bill. And even though Arizona doesn't require that we send out tax bills, it kind of ensures that your tax bill gets paid. So if you have too much of a lag, but yeah, let me take a look into it. We'll take a look at the timeline of other counties and see how ours compares to them. Even though they don't work for the Board of Supervisors, we can still work with them to try to figure out what it would take to speed their operations up.
Okay.
That just seems like an incredibly slow period of time. And I will say this, they don't look any too harried in the recorder's office when you look at the employees there.
Oh, they
were you in the county? Were you in the Havasu office or the Kingman office?
Kingman.
They okay. work for the county, Ron?
Who?
I'm kidding. It's
yeah.
a government job.
Actually, my assistant yeah. Valerie was cross-trained. She worked for the assessor and the recorder
right.
in Bullhead City. Let's see. What's Valerie say?
Does she have an answer?
She had an answer, but...
Okay. Do we...
Yeah, let me look into that. If you want to... I was looking for my phone number for my office, and you could give us a call, and we'd get your information.
Does Valerie have that?
An answer. Valerie probably has it. Hang on. I have everybody's... I got my daughter's real estate card in there, but
nice.
I don't have...
Nice.
Let's see.
Yeah, it's amazing the things I hear that are compared to Florida that make Florida look really good, especially since they've been a red state.
Yeah, but they only got concealed carry of firearms 2 years
That's
ago.
That's one issue.
Well,
you know he did away with all property taxes, right?
Did they do that?
Yeah, you know why? Do you know what the reason was?
No.
You own your house. Why should you pay the county rent?
Agreed.
There you go.
It's a hold.
DeSantis is the man.
It's a holdover from the feudal system is what it is.
Sure
you had to
is.
Pay your sovereign lord.
Absolutely.
So my Havasu office phone number is 928-453-0735.
Did she just text over that number?
No, she had a different comment.
Okay.
But if you give us a call, talk to Valerie, leave us her contact information. I'll get you an answer, and we'll get back to you.
Super. Thank you.
You're
welcome.
Thank
you so much.
Thanks for calling.
All right. We had a good Folgers joke when we went on the air. Well, when we were off the air.
She says
because of her last name.
Valerie says usually it's online with the recorder within a week.
Really?
And it does take longer for the assessor.
Ah.
And then there's the same phone number I just gave her. And she's
okay.
on the spot, though.
No kidding. So we
and that's usually how we'll compare if we're trying to figure out how we are doing. We're looking at what do the other counties in Arizona do? What does Lake Havasu do? What does Bullhead? What does Kingman do? That kind of stuff. And then you can look out of state too to see how they do things. I'm not sure how the property taxing scheme works in in Florida. I'll have to take a look at it. I'm familiar with Arizona.
Right. I just know the headline, you know, if you read the headline on that story.
Because the state, if it's like Arizona, the state doesn't have a property tax.
Right.
The locals have a property tax.
Plus, we have a flat tax for income now. The 2.5, right?
Yeah, 2....
For personal.
3.5,
I don't
yeah.
think that's true for corporate.
And it wasn't... It's not really flat. There's one other thing that makes it less than flat.
Really?
But it's kind of interesting. The states... I have a book someplace, but it's probably not up to date anymore. They gave it to me when I was in the legislature that had the taxing schemes for all the different states. And I say scheme as in method, not in scheme as in cricket.
But you kind of have to distinguish
states,
that now because of Minnesota, right?
Yeah, different states have different ways that they tax you. You know, you have states with income tax, states without income tax, states with property tax. Florida might be the only state without a property tax.
Might
did
be.
They get rid of the local taxes, too, or just the state tax? Because Arizona, we did that 20 years
ago. I know Texas either doesn't have property tax or...
Texas has high property taxes.
They do, but not a state tax.
They don't have...
Income tax.
Yeah, and they do things weird. They don't have a statewide contracting license scheme either.
I should be getting a comment from Jody any second now. Anytime anyone says anything about Texas.
If it's so great, why are they not there?
I know, right?
You know, I don't defend California because it was going crummy when I left.
Really?
But.
You know, and yesterday was the anniversary of when the Palisades fire broke out.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
That's probably still haven't rebuilt a house yet.
There's like six houses that are maybe rebuilt or started. Most of those people got pennies on the dollar for the value. It's a mess. It is a Gavin Newsom created mess from what I hear.
Yeah, I was watching a video talking about Phillips 66 Petroleum leaving California, and over it was a deal. The legislature in Newsom in California passed a bill that said that the refineries had to have additional storage capacity so that when they did the switch over maintenance from, you know, winter to summer blend.
Summer to winter blend, yeah.
That they had enough fuel on hand so you wouldn't see a price bump. But since California is trying to get rid of gasoline-powered cars by 2030, none of the refineries want to spend millions of dollars on additional capacity. The way it's interesting, you had Katie Hobbs, not a Hobbs fan, but on this case, I agree with her. Mm-hmm. Her and the Nevada governor, who's a Republican, both asked Newsom to not do what he was going to do because it was going to hurt Arizona and Nevada because most of the gas for both Arizona and Nevada comes out of California.
I should know that governor's name. He went to my high school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's the former sheriff of Clark County.
Yeah.
Who was sheriff during the Route 91 shooting from the, was the Monte Carlo?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway,
I don't know.
It was on the South Strip, south end of the Strip. So anyway,
yeah, I know the shooting. I forget the guy's name.
Rich, oh, man. Anyway, the constable reimbursement schedule. You got Rich Lettman wanted to review that, and I guess that's going to come up at the next meeting.
Yeah, what it was really, and I think we got into it a little deeper at the meeting than we really should have, because what the agenda item was just to put that have a public hearing on reimbursement and fees. There doesn't seem to be any standardization between how the constables turn in their receipts from to get them into the general fund so they go to the courts. So we'll take a look at that. And constables are independently elected also.
Not all communities in Mojave County have a constable, do they?
They do.
They do?
Yeah.
Wasn't Hillary trying to get rid of the constables?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
But the constables they're assigned to the justice courts. So they're the justice of the peace. Every justice court has a constable. So there's five of them.
Okay.
And some of them have heavier workloads than the other ones. And they serve documents, various documents. Some of it you could replace with the process server. But evicting people, I think that should be a government thing and not a private thing. I don't think a guy from a private individual should come out and physically remove you from a rental house that you were evicted from. I think that's something that's better done by the government.
Yeah, that's one of those strange duties. Like when you watch, there's that movie that Michael Moore produced, you know, when those people are being evicted from their homes in Flint, Michigan. Yeah.
Well, and if you move to New York, Mondami says they're not going to evict anybody anymore.
What? How do you do that? Besides live in a building that's
when you're not bound by reality, you can do whatever you want.
Oh wow! We went to high school at the same time, but not the same class.
So what's the guy's name?
Joe Lombardo.
Okay.
Graduated 2 years before me, class of 80, Rancho High School.
Okay.
North Las Vegas, Nevada. The Rams.
Go Rams.
Yeah, absolutely. And the funny thing about that is the color scheme of the football team of the school itself is just like Colorado State, who are the Rams.
Okay.
So, yeah, he graduated in 1980, and after which he joined the U.S. Army, beginning his career path.
Good for him. And but apparently he's the Republican governor of the great state of Nevada.
And he's very well-liked.
Good for him.
By Democrats and Republicans.
And apparently he was willing to try to take Gavin Newsom to task for his goofy regulatory scheme.
Yes.
So apparently none of the petroleum refiners are that interested in being in California anymore. If you're going to outlaw the use of gasoline for cars, there's really no reason for people to be refining fuel there.
Well, Clark County has what's called fuel indexing. You'll pay a little bit more at the pump if you notice, like you're in Las Vegas or whatever. But it goes directly towards road repair.
Okay.
You know, that extra money goes into the road, you know, maintenance fund, where you see a lot of orange jungles, they call them, in Vegas. At certain times, you know, not certain times of the year, but certain periods, like every 5 years, every
Maricopa
whatever.
County has, right. has a sales. Actually, they have a sales tax. I believe it's on everything,
but
though.
Their gas is high, too. It's the highest in the state, always.
Yeah.
Always.
Usually we're cheaper in the winter and then higher in the summer.
But at least Sisolak and Hobbs realize that solar is not consistent. It does go out. There are periods where you're not collecting sunlight.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Get that through your head, Gavin.
Yeah, it's redundant.
It's called darkness or clouds.
Yeah, you still have to have a power plant in case the wind doesn't blow or the sun doesn't
shine.
And
from what I understand, wind is the most inconsistent.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, wind power is the most.
There's places that are consistently windy, but it's
like Bullhead City.
Yeah, it's hard, and you're going to see. We haven't had anybody bring forward a solar plant in the county since Trump took over, because they're pulling back those stimuluses that they were they were paying for solar because
they're paying the Chinese.
Yeah, well, it can't really. Yeah, you end up by the panels. They were buying. They had a Buy American thing going, but I don't know what the real percentage.
Okay.
I think they were assembled in America.
Here's the ultimate irony: the Chinese built how many coal-fired power plants to build solar panels for America?
I've been telling people this for 25 years.
It's hilarious.
Every product has an embedded energy cost.
Absolutely.
So at the time, and it was probably. About 10 years ago, the price started radically dropping because you started bringing in Chinese panels. But before that, it cost you, the panel had to sit in the sun for 4.5 years to generate the energy that was consumed during its manufacture. So for the first 4.5 years, you're at a deficit. So you don't really start creating a positive energy flow until 4.5 years has gone by.
Okay.
Solar works. I'm on solar at the ranch, and it works fine. But I have no choice.
Do you have batteries?
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'd be sitting there in the dark.
That's why.
The batteries, and that's what people don't understand.
We're running out of time, by the way.
What people don't understand is those lead-acid batteries have a 5-year lifespan. So it costs me $200 a month to amortize my batteries. My batteries cost $12,000, and they last for 5 years.
Do you use a Prius to store the power in, or what?
No.
You're kidding.
No, these are just the American-made lead-acid batteries, because I don't want to buy the Chinese batteries. But people forget about that, is you have the batteries degrade, and you have to amateurize them and pay for them.
I'm going to play you off just like at the Oscars.
Yeah, I'll keep talking if you don't shut me off.
Oh, I know. Not as bad as Brian, though. I want to remind everybody, the city council meeting on Tuesday. Don't forget, Havasu council members will decide the fate of the island with a vote on a proposed luxury development. No, it's true. That's like 90-something acres.
The fate of the island, I just thought was
an
interesting statement.
Okay. Well, it's fate of part of the island.
Okay.
And it could set a very interesting precedent
I agree with that, but the fate of the island sounded like we're talking about Gilligan's Island.
It seemed okay when there was a golf course out there, but it's going to get a little dense. I'm just saying.
Sure.
All right. So that's Tuesday at 5:30. And, man, you're going to be reporting to the principal's office, if you know what I mean, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Back with more in a moment.
I have 50,000 bosses, so.
Oh, I bet you. 50,000. Yeah. Oh, the county divided up.
Yeah.
Is there 250 people in the county?
Approximately.
Really? Didn't know that. Back with more. I'll have a final shot when I come back, because Hannity's coming up next. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. But Ron's saying bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Ron.
We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Everybody was kung fu.
All right, you know what that means. Hannity's coming up next. Mr. Kung Fu Fighting Karate Man coming up next. That's kind of a mix, though. I kind of messed that up, right? Karate and Kung Fu are two different things, Grasshopper, right? I'm talking to Marissa June, Grasshopper. All right, no guest for Monday yet, but that means we can just make it even more current, right? Lake Havasu City Manager Jess Knutson on Tuesday. Havasu Area Chamber on Wednesday. We've got River Cities United Way. And Brian's going to come back with sound advice. All right, let's make way for Hannity. Coming up next on KNTR Talk.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.